AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are reiterating their push to reform the criminal justice system. They've talked about that at tonight's Democratic presidential primary debate in South Carolina. Other topics the candidates, including Martin O'Malley, have discussed include gun laws and health care. Just a day after lifting nuclear sanctions, the Obama administration has slapped fresh sanctions on Iran for last fall's missile test. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
UN experts say Iran's firing of a medium-range ballistic missile last October violated Security Council mandates, and U.S. officials suspect a November test, too. So new sanctions have been slapped on 11 individuals and Iranian entities. In fact, these sanctions were ready to go last month, but apparently were delayed so as not to derail this weekend's prisoner exchange with Iran.
The wife of one of the Americans freed by Iran says she and their two young children are excited to see him for the first time since 2012. Naghmeh Abedini says the return of her husband, Pastor Saeed Abedini, no doubt means there'll be an adjustment process.
He's changed. He's gone a lot through a lot of physical and emotional abuse, and so we will just have to see where he's at. I'm a different person.
A State Department official says three of those freed in Iran arrived in Germany today. An intense search is underway for several Americans who are missing in Iraq. A spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad says we're working in full cooperation with Iraqi authorities to locate the missing Americans. Local media reports say that three Americans have been kidnapped in the Iraqi capital. Officials in Florida say two people were killed, five hurt after tornadoes in the state. In the Midwest, an Arctic air mass moved through, freezing water pipes in Minnesota. This is AP Radio News. A late fourth quarter touchdown lifts Denver past Pittsburgh in the AFC playoffs.
The Broncos punched their ticket to the AFC title game with a come-from-behind 23-16 victory. Denver will host the New England Patriots next Sunday. Trailing ever since late in the first quarter, the Broncos took the lead for good at 20-13 with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, thanks to C.J. Anderson's one-yard run on third and goal. Peyton Manning threw to Demaryius Thomas for a two-point conversion. Denver then added a Brandon McManus field goal, his fifth of the game. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Earlier in the day, the Panthers beat the Seahawks. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton.
Great win today, great team win today. And we just got to put it together to find a way to win on Sunday or Saturday.
In top 25 men's college basketball, Wisconsin wins. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.